Here's the problem with selling people on local mass transit. Everyone is in favor of it, and everyone thinks that everybody else should take it. Everybody except for them, that is. You understand, I really need to take my private car because I might have an important stop to make. But when it comes to longer distances, it's different. People love trains. Airline travel ceased being fun a long time ago, unless you like being groped by strangers before being packed in a sardine can. Driving gives you freedom, but not the freedom to read or surf the internet. Plus, it can be nerve-wracking and exhausting. Compared to everything else, trains are relaxing and civilized. Yet for years, during the rise of the airliner and the expressway, we sort of forgot about train travel. Lines went out of service. Some sections of track weren't maintained. Now there's a renewed interest in trains, so much so that the governor has made former Congressman Joe Schwartz his special advisor on rail, a job for which the emotional rewards are sometimes great, and the salary is non-existent. Michigan still has more than 3,500 miles of track. Schwartz told me that, by the way. Back when he was in the state Senate, he was known for his expertise on higher ed, but the insiders knew, if you had a question about rail, Joe was the man. Right now, job one is improving the route from Detroit to Chicago. Can you believe that 600,000 people may have traveled that route by rail in the last fiscal year? If you've ever been hung up on a traffic jam on I-94 outside Chicago, you probably wished you were on a train instead. And indeed, even more people might want to ride the rails to Chi-Town, except for one problem, the 130-mile stretch from Dearborn to Kalamazoo. This is track that the Norfolk and Southern Railway owns, but which badly needs upgrading. Norfolk and Southern doesn't use the track much, and so, in many places, has done the bare minimum. That means that in some places, trains can only go 30 miles an hour. For months, Schwartz has been trying to get Norfolk to upgrade the track, sell it to the state, or both. If those things happen, the state could lease it to Amtrak, and the passengers would get better and faster service. If we could get the deal done, Schwartz told me 10 days ago, we could cut the travel time Detroit-Chicago to about 4 hours. That wouldn't be much different than the time it takes most of us to get to the airport, get through security, and fly, except cheaper and with a lot less hassle. For a while, things were stalled. But this week, he told me a deal's been struck. The line will be upgraded this year. By next year, trains should be able to travel 79 miles an hour and faster in years to come. So I bought tickets to take that trip in January and test it. Frankly, when this is done, I hope Schwartz stays on the job. After all, wouldn't it be great to take a convenient train to New York or Montreal?